السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
As everyone is aware, I have just been on a tour of Canada, which consisted of approximately 6 weeks of programs. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, it was a blessed tour in every respect, in relation to the Jamaat programs, as well as the programs with non-Ahmadis. In the Friday sermon, the week following the Jalsa Salana Canada, I already mentioned the sentiments of guests in relation to the events with Ahmadis as well as the non-Ahmadis. I outlined various administrative matters and also expressed gratitude to Allah the Almighty for the blessings He granted. And today, I will discourse on the remaining engagements and the programs. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, like many other chapters of the Ahmadiyya community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Canada continuously excels in sincerity and devotion. It is the grace of Allah the Almighty that both boys and girls possess a spirit of doing outstanding work for the community. In the field of press and media, the youth have particularly worked extremely hard. They strove to introduce the community on a far-reaching platform, and Allah the Almighty enabled for it to be successful widely. They already had good relations with politicians and government officials, and new contacts were added. However, this time around, there was a very distinct and noticeable improvement in relations with the media. In reality, however, this is exclusively the result of the grace and blessings of Allah the Almighty. And they only put their finger into this work, and Allah the Almighty filled it with countless blessings. The youth who were working in this team even admit themselves that the response from the media was far beyond their expectations. Their previous efforts in the media involved trying to get any coverage on us in order for the Ahmadiyya community and Islam to be introduced. However, the press and media responded with a very negative attitude. But on this occasion, the media would chase after us, pleading to get time to interview the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community. However, a lack of time meant only a certain number of interviews with the media could be given. Whilst we were compelled to apologize to the rest. And now our media team should there keep contact with all those who had to turn down. They should apologize to them in person or in writing, as this is essential for future relations. Nevertheless, I will now present a summary of the sentiments of people from the various functions. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, three new mosques were constructed, but in two of these, the functions were held, where non-Ahmadis were invited. There was also an event which was held at the Parliament at York University, in which I delivered an address, and also a peace symposium in Toronto, and also in Calgary, in which I delivered addresses and was able to present the teachings of Islam to the non-Ahmadis. In all of these, people appreciated the beautiful teachings of Islam with the grace of Allah the Almighty. I will first briefly mention the media coverage in Toronto. There were three special interviews in Toronto, and the mention of the university event will come later. One of the interviews was by a well-known Canadian news network, Global News. The broadcast of this interview reached approximately 300,000 people, and 100,000 have watched it online by the time of this report. There was another interview conducted by a famous chief correspondent on CBC, which is a national news channel, by Peter Mansbridge. The interview was broadcast by him 2 weeks after he took it, and it aired for almost half an hour on national television. As mentioned, he is the most senior journalist from there and is held in very high regard. The interview consisted of detailed discussion on Islam, the situation in the world today, the coming of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the terrorists who are defaming the name of Islam. Some parts of this were broadcast while others were not, but nonetheless, there was a very good coverage given. Then there was the Globe and Mail, which is a national newspaper. However, in terms of the first interview, which I mentioned, by CBC, it is estimated that through it, 10 million Canadians were reached. Furthermore, a very detailed coverage was published in the newspaper, and also on their YouTube channel, and had a total reach of 1 million people. Newspapers and magazines also covered the university lecture, reaching approximately 500,000 people. I will now mention the Parliament program in the capital, Ottawa, which was the first program held after the Jalsa Salana. There were various engagements for almost the entire day at the Parliament, and meetings with people and other appointments. There was a separate meeting, which was held with the Prime Minister, and then after that there was meetings with other ministers. These meetings were held in a very positive spirit, and I extended my thanks to them for their continued cooperation with the community. Six parliamentarians of the Canadian government attended the session held at the Parliament House. 57 national members of parliament were present there, and 11 ambassadors of various countries. Also, the first secretary of the U.S. embassy and a representative of the Libyan embassy. The minister of the province of Ontario was also present. More than 30 dignitaries also attended, including the chief of staff and other ministers. The director of the Evangelical Fellowship, the chief communication officer of the Canadian Red Cross, the assistant commissioner of the RCMP, i.e. Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and professors from Ottawa and Carleton Universities, and professors, deans, and vice presidents. The director of Canadian Council for Muslims, representatives of the U.S. government and various think tanks were also in attendance. Thus, it was an excellent gathering of those who consider themselves to run affairs in the world. I had the opportunity to discuss in light of the teachings of Islam. I also highlighted their double standards and conduct and said to not raise objections against only Muslims, but rather they should also look at their own actions as well. I said that sometimes turmoil in the world is created by them. Nonetheless, I will present some of the comments given by people after this event. Member of Parliament Judy Segro said, "The address of the worldwide head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community was filled with advice on how to avoid a third world war. It was explicitly clear that to save ourselves from this catastrophe, we need to cooperate with one another and work hard." She further states that we should convey this message that was given here to the entire world. Another member of parliament, Kevin Vaughan, who said, "A diverse range of topics were covered in few words. I was most impressed by the large number of references from the Quran cited by the head of the Ahmadiyya community. This was especially pleasing to someone like me who has very little religious knowledge, and I was able to increase my knowledge through this. Every guest analyzed different points made in the address according to their own way of thinking." The ambassador of Israel was also in attendance there, who remarked, "This was a vital message for peace, and demonstrated how all religions should respect one another. He says, "Today my view on Islam has been transformed. I have greater appreciation and regard towards it. This speech should be published and conveyed to as many people as possible. Following this message will enable for even the gravest problems in the world to be resolved." I really admired the perspective on tolerance outlined in the address, and that the rights of all people must be fulfilled. Whether they are Muslim or Jewish, everyone should be extended their rights. Then Luis Arba, a senior immigration judge and winner of the Sir Zulfullah Khan Award, said the following. "In very clear terms, the head of the Ahmadiyya community highlighted our shortcomings and weaknesses, and also shed light on the problems in the Western world. He said some of their actions are hypocritical and do not fulfill the rights of minorities. Then, a member of parliament, Raj Saini, said, he explained that Islam is a religion of peace and that those who do not follow this message are not true Muslims. Another member of parliament, Majid Jawahiri, who is perhaps from an Arab country, said, he asked, "How can world peace be established? This is a huge challenge that we heard in today's message. And we will resolve this together. There are many other challenges, such as the financial crisis, terrorism, and so on. And we must tackle these with great efforts and with mutual cooperation." Christy Duncan is a member of parliament and is the Minister of Science, who said, "There were general discussions with her, and this was her personal opinion. One who becomes a friend once is a friend for life. Many aspects were covered in the address, for example, peace and justice, the youth, the United Nations, and for us to work together for the betterment of humanity." She further states, "That the Ahmadiyya community is to me like a kind and caring family." Similarly, Nicola Diorio, who is a member of parliament, expressed his view in the following manner. He said, "It was a remarkable speech which briefly touched upon the various issues prevalent around the world. You spoke on the world crisis in light of the teachings of religion. The Ahmadiyya community is an extraordinary organization and a model for other religious organizations. We were drawn towards the fact that we should be tolerant of each other's faith, and also that violence only fuels further violence. If we all simply adopt one attribute of tolerance, then we can bring about a noble change." He further says, "I thought that the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community would come here and say a few customary words, and after thanking everyone, he would conclude his speech. However, I have rarely ever heard a better address than that. He, the Imam of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, touched upon all those issues that we face in the world today. For example, climate change, economic issues, and the fundamental reason for civil war being injustice. He also mentioned the solutions for the current problems and stated that there should not be any interference with anyone else's religious rights. He mentioned that there should not be the sale of arms and ammunition, as is the practice of some Western countries." He further said, "By attending this program, I was overwhelmed to hear someone speaking on the topic of peace." He says, "The world is being introduced to the real teachings of Islam, and this is the way to proceed." The German ambassador to Canada, Werner Wendt, said, that the Imam of the Ahmadiyya community has painted a picture of a peaceful future, the likes of which we all desire to see. From his address, we have come to understand that Islam is a religion of peace, and we can live at peace with all those coming to Europe. The key point of the speech was that all of us must make an effort to improve the situation of the world, and we must make this point true for all people, that every citizen has a right to live their lives accordingly. I also mentioned that governments have no right to interfere in matters of religion as well as other issues such as the hijab or mosques. Matters similar to these are often raised in Europe and are such that will cause disruption. Similarly, Muhammad Jabbar, who is a chief imam of a mosque and scholar originally from an Arab country, also attended the event. He said, "I am a Sunni imam and I have no hesitation in admitting that this speech has laid the foundations for establishing peace in the world. The world is in dire need of this address. The speech of the head of the community was full of wisdom because he did not place the blame on any single party. In fact, he stated that the reason for the problems in the world today are due to the combined weaknesses of all parties. We must admit to our faults and shortcomings and strive to make changes." This is a reminder of the Islamic injunction that no individual is free from weaknesses. He further adds, "It was a remarkable address and covered all those topics which are the need of the time. And it offered an alternative to those who are involved in making laws." He further adds, "The teachings of Islam were made apparent in the most beautiful manner, and so many intricate matters were covered in such an exceptional way so that the sentiments of others are not injured." One of the guests, Garner Janis, stated that the speech was very good, in which it was mentioned how religion and religious leaders can play a role in establishing peace and solving the current issues around the world. A point which was mentioned was how to control the sale of arms and ammunition, through which we can all live in peace together. It is normal for us to pass the blame onto others, but the head of the community explained how Western countries, as well as others, can establish peace in the world by arranging their own affairs. A Sikh guest stated that the ideas presented in a parliament of the Western nations show that the Western countries have also played a role in contributing to the unrest in the world. For example, he questioned as to how the arms sold by the Western countries ends up in the hands of the terrorists. Another point that was highlighted was that out of the Canadian citizens who have traveled to commit terrorist attacks, 20% are women. In turn, they will influence the generations of tomorrow. He says, "I had never thought of this prospect. I also admired the fact that he spoke with reference to the Holy Quran, that we must fulfill our pledges and the trust bequeathed to us." Similarly, he beautifully explained that the government office is also a trust. Therefore, government officials must fulfill the responsibilities owed to their duty. He also stated that the Imam of the community also mentioned that the Muslim clerics are misleading the people, and as a result of this, there is an increase in the level of disturbances. He also challenged the Western nations who claim that they stand for freedom of expression and equal rights, that they must now prove that they are in fact true in their claims and abstain from interfering in matters concerning religion. For example, the ban of the hijab, i.e. the veil, and ban on places of worship. He further added that he drew the attention of the West towards these matters in the most beautiful way. These were some of the examples that I have presented from the Parliament Hill event. There were numerous statements from ministers and others alike. The event, which took place at Parliament Hill, received a lot of media coverage. The Prime Minister himself wrote on his tweet account, "I was pleased to meet the Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya community, Mirza Masroor Ahmed, today in Ottawa," and also displayed a picture. The tweet was widely circulated. Through newspapers, the coverage reached approximately 4.5 million people through different means. Similarly, in Toronto, a peace symposium was organized in Iwan-e-Tahir, in which 614 external and non-Muslim guests attended, including mayors, councillors, journalists, doctors, professors, teachers, lawyers, and professionals from all walks of life and backgrounds were among those in attendance. A priest from the Presbyterian Church said, "I was moved by the address of the head of the Ahmadiyya community because this was a message of peace, love, and hope. It was not associated with a certain caste or creed or particular to the people of the East or the West. In fact, it was a message for the entire world. This address was important because in the world today, there are a lot of misconceptions and a lot of terror and fear is being spread. However, this speech today highlighted that there are more commonalities between us as opposed to differences. This is tidings of a grand scale which the world should be made aware of." Another guest, Greg Kennedy, whose sister recently accepted Islam, said, "Today I came with my sister as she recently accepted Islam and I wanted to see what are the teachings of the Ahmadiyya community. On hearing the message of the head of the Ahmadiyya community, I could not contain my happiness that my sister has joined a community with such loving and caring people. I was delighted to learn the things I heard in this speech." In this peace symposium, I also mentioned the services rendered by the community throughout the world. A guest who participated in the Parliament address, Muhammad Al-Halawaji, who is the president of the Nile Association, said, "Today's message was absolutely clear, that we should live with one another in peace and not have any hatred for anyone. If we continue to show hatred to one another, then we can never establish peace. When I heard the head of the Ahmadiyya community speak in the Parliament, I could not believe that a leader of a Muslim organization could speak in such a manner. He did not have an ounce of fear in him and spoke valiantly. People were convinced that this indeed is the true teachings of Islam. There are certain people behind the walls that are taking place today and exploiting this. He then spoke about the motto, love for all, hatred for none, stating that this should be our guiding principle and this is the truth. Then a member of the Zumaida community, Abu Yusuf, stated, "Whatever I have seen and heard today has left a deep impact on me. The head of the Ahmadiyya community mentioned many examples from the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and advised us to act on them. From the examples of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the head of the Ahmadiyya community also demonstrated that he never coerced anyone to join Islam and explained how he served humanity. He also spoke about the teachings of Islam in light of the commands of the Holy Quran. For instance, it states in the Holy Quran that La ikraha fid din, that there is no compulsion in religion. And also how the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, ensured the rights of Christians, Jews and Hindus, whilst pointing towards the fact that we are all equal human beings. The third event took place in the University of York, which is counted amongst one of the biggest universities in Canada. It contains 11 faculties, and on the main campus, approximately 53,000 students study there. The university has more than 7,000 teachers on site, and up until now, more than 300,000 students have graduated from there. I inquired from the counselor, and was informed that it is the third biggest university in Canada. A gentleman by the name Mr. Kat Korya, who is of the Indigenous Society and is a member of the University of Toronto, attended the gathering and said, that today's day was a gift. I was extremely happy to hear all the points mentioned. All of us should work together for the peace of the world. These people have also been deprived of their rights, or at least they believe that the government has not fulfilled the rights of the elder inhabitants. He further adds, we should work towards establishing peace in the world. The thing that appealed to me the most was that whatever the head of the Ahmadiyya community said, he spoke from the bottom of his heart. Whenever someone speaks the truth from the bottom of one's heart, it is always remembered. He has traveled from the other side of the world, but he is presenting those teachings before the world that we all love and can adhere to. A student by the name Cheryl Chris stated, this was a splendid occasion in which we all learnt about the true teachings of Islam. I have now learnt some teachings of Islam and will not base anything on my thoughts alone. In fact, the head of the Ahmadiyya community spoke most eloquently on the ways to establish peace. These points are commendable, and the head of the Ahmadiyya community especially highlighted the fact that we have many similarities, and it really appealed to me that we share common values, i.e. the values of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Then a professor from a different university has sent all of his students to attend the lecture. A journalist by the name of Yosir Al-Barani said, I enjoyed the fact that the head of the Ahmadiyya community spoke on ways to live together peacefully. In my profession as a journalist, I often write about women's rights, being a woman herself. But when a religious figure speaks about this topic, it takes on a new dimension. The head of the Ahmadiyya community explained the issues faced by the Muslim world, stating with great clarity that other governments are controlling them. It was also great to hear that the head of the Ahmadiyya community is perturbed when he reads about the current situation of the world. Then a priest stated, all the teachings of the Holy Quran were presented in clear, simple language. And the part that appealed to me the most was that there are wars taking place throughout the world, but they are taking place with the aid of or under the supervision of other governments. And if the powerful governments stop providing aid to them, then it can all come to an end. We then travelled to Saskatoon, where various press conferences as well as programs of the community were organized. There was no program arranged with external guests, but through various radio programs and the press, the message reached approximately 1.78 million people. Similarly, there was the opening of the Mahmood Mosque in Regina. After the Friday prayers on the same evening, there was a reception for the opening of the mosque, which took place in a hotel. The guests who attended included the Premier of the Saskatchewan Province, Deputy Premier of Saskatchewan Province, Regina City Mayor, the Minister for Public Safety, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, all the former and current mayors of nearby cities, the Principal and Vice Principal of the University of Saskatchewan, Head of the Department for Religious Studies of the University of Regina, professors, priests, and police chiefs, and other professionals from all departments were present. After listening to the address at the opening of the Regina Mosque, a professor of world religions said, "It was an outstanding speech, full of wisdom and thoroughly absorbing address, which I heard in my capacity as a professor of world religions." What I liked about the head of the Ahmadiyya community's address is the unambiguous and practical message, especially the idea that if the world desires peace, then this cannot be achieved by neglecting the poorer nations who are in need. In my opinion, the message of the address was clear. He then said, "Given the circumstances of the world and the level of misunderstanding surrounding the Islamic teachings, this message is extremely important." He further added that he has taken the responsibility to remove these misunderstandings, and his message is vital for our multicultural and multi-religious oriented societies, and in order to increase the mutual love and understanding. Paul Merriman, who is a member of the Legislative Assembly in Saskatchewan, he said, "Political and worldly events are different. In those events, people stress upon their ideas and try to impose them. However, the head of the Ahmadiyya community did no such thing. I felt as if he was calling us towards him with the utmost love and affection. He is such a person that is prepared to love everyone. In my opinion, religion and spirituality is in fact this very idea. In other words, we should love our neighbors and help one another." He is referring to the Islamic teachings with respect to neighbors that I mentioned. He then stated, "It is vital that this type of community should build mosques who will then spread the true teachings of Islam. Especially since the residents of Saskatchewan belong to various religious backgrounds, and everyone should treat each other with respect and learn to tolerate each other." The leader of the opposition party in Saskatchewan, Trent Weatherspoon, said, "It was a wonderful gathering today. The head of the Ahmadiyya community's message was indeed very powerful and vital, and it highlighted the commonalities that are found in our religions. He told us that the principle of giving precedence to mankind is something that the Ahmadis in Canada keep at the fore. The message of the head of the Ahmadiyya community that we should only like for others that we like for ourselves is extremely important for all of us." He further added, "The message was about developing mutual understanding and establishing peace. The head of the Ahmadiyya community has drawn our attention to those values which we all need to try and adopt. These are values which will not just strengthen our town of Regina or our province, Saskatchewan, but in fact they will strengthen our country and the whole world." The inauguration of the mosque and also the reception that was held afterwards in Regina attracted a lot of media coverage. There was also a press conference with various television and newspaper outlets, and also included one-to-one interviews. There were approximately 6 to 7 different media outlets from television, radio, and newspapers. And thus, the message of Islam was conveyed to approximately 1.97 million people through the news reports that came as a result of the opening of the mosque in Regina and the press conference that was held. Similarly, after Regina, the Baitul Aman Mosque was inaugurated in Lloydminster. This is a relatively small area and mainly visited by those who trade in the oil industry. 49 non-Ahmadi Muslim guests participated in the reception of the mosque and included the Legislative Assembly member of Saskatchewan, former members of parliament, the newly appointed mayor, mayors and deputy mayors from nearby cities, councillors, professors, teachers, journalists and people belonging to various other professionals. The former Minister of Immigration and Defence, Jason Kenney, who knows the Jamaat from a very long time and also knows me personally, he was also in attendance and said, though the Ahmadiyya community is relatively a small community, but they strive in doing good works and presenting the radiant image of Islam to the whole world. The Ahmadiyya community is like a panacea for the current state of the world and the erroneous belief that Islam permits extremism. The Islam represented by the Ahmadiyya community is completely in accordance with Canada's culture and a guarantor of peace. He further stated, I believe that the inauguration of the mosque and the head of the Ahmadiyya community's visit will become a means of increasing the knowledge of the people of this whole area and will also present to them the beautiful image of Islam. He also added, in today's address, the head of the Ahmadiyya community has replied to all the negative thoughts that could have been entertained by people about Islam and the mosque. The opening of the mosque is an extremely positive step and completely in accordance with our values of religious freedom. As I mentioned, that he has a strong relation with the community, and when the incident of Lahore occurred and Ahmadis were martyred in Darul Zikr and Model Town, he was serving as a minister at the time and was the first to call me to express his condolences. He also promised that he would try to bring the families of those who had been martyred to live in Canada. And so in this respect, he fulfilled his promise, and by the grace of Allah the Almighty, nearly all of the martyrs' families have moved to Canada. John Gormley, who is a host of a radio show, was also among the guests, and he said, many important points have been presented in regards to the role a mosque plays. Then, with reference to me, he said that the mosque is not just to worship in. In fact, it is a place for the whole of humanity to gather, and the Ahmadiyya community is doing a lot of work in this regard. Whenever there is an incident of extremism, the Ahmadiyya community is the first to strengthen relations with one another and unite people of all faiths. He further said, he also gave us the message that it is a teaching of Islam that the love of one's country is part of faith. And the members of the Ahmadiyya community are active members of the society, and wherever Ahmadis live, they become fully integrated with others. The members of the community, wherever they may live, strive to strengthen the community there. Calgary has a large Jamaat, and the city itself is also very big. And our mosque there is very big and beautiful. A peace symposium was held there on 11th November after the Friday prayer, and approximately 644 people attended the function. The guests included the former Prime Minister of Canada, who has only recently left office of Prime Minister, Alberta's Minister of Human Services, the former as well as the present Mayor of Calgary, former Minister Jason Kenney, who has been mentioned earlier, the Dean and Vice Principal of the University of Calgary, various mayors and deputy mayors from nearby areas, the President of Red Deer College, members of the Legislative Assembly, and people from various other professions were all in attendance. And over 600 people attended, and in this respect it was a good gathering, which consisted of many intellectuals. The former Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, expressed his thoughts instead. I have heard the head of the Ahmadiyya community delivering his addresses on numerous occasions, and he has always conveyed the peaceful message of Islam. And then expressing his thoughts after the address, he said that this evening he did the same. This was an extraordinary message, and which is something that is reflected in the members of his community. He further stated, the remarks of the head of the Ahmadiyya community are extremely important and vital, and it is essential that everyone listens to them, because the extremists are bent on trying to defame Islam, and the general public thinks that this is the true Islam. He also said that Islam means peace. The Khalifatul Masih said that the very meaning of Islam is peace. Islam means to love God Almighty and His creation. He also said, the head of the Ahmadiyya community shed light with great insight on many global issues, particularly the issues surrounding the Middle East. He then added, this was a very difficult subject, but he addressed it with great wisdom. And I would urge all those who have not heard the head of the Ahmadiyya community's address that they should certainly listen to it. Similarly, Naheed Nenshi Sahib, who is the mayor of Calgary, said, the peaceful teachings of Islam are presented with great courage, and that Islam does not allow any kind of extremism. And we welcome to hear such words from someone who is representing the Muslims. The mayor himself belongs to the Agha Khani sect. And then a professor from the University of Calgary who attended the function along with his wife said, this was a message of peace and is extremely vital. We are originally Dutch, and there is a saying in our language that the unknown is unloved. In other words, how can one love anything for which one has no knowledge of? The same applies to Islam, and when we learn of its reality, then we begin to appreciate it. Today, we had the opportunity to listen to the head of the Ahmadiyya community, and as of today, we have a better understanding of Islam, and we will love Islam more than before. Then, the leader of the Alberta Party and member of the Legislative Assembly, Greg Clark, said that it was a very impressive message, and a timely message which was in light of the current circumstances of the world. The people of Calgary and Canada have learned that Islam is a religion of peace, and this is something that we should convey to others also, because in reality Islam is a religion of peace. Then Brian Littlechief, expressing his thoughts, said, the head of the Ahmadiyya community's address centered on the subject of establishing peace, and this was indeed an excellent approach. I had very little knowledge of Islam previously and was scared of it, and faced a great predicament due to the negative coverage of it in the media. I used to think that does the Quran really promote disorder? However, today I have received the answer to my question. The head of the Ahmadiyya community presented references from the Holy Quran and proved that Islam is a religion of peace. Previously, whilst traveling, if I ever met someone from the Middle East, I would become fearful that perhaps he may commit a terrorist attack. However, today I have learned that there is no reason to fear the teachings of Islam. The message which has been given to us by the head of the Ahmadiyya community is extremely essential because a lot of disorder has been created in the world, and the head of the Ahmadiyya community has told us that we should combat hatred with sympathy and love. Then a female guest, Kelly Sahiba, said, I could never have thought that I was going to attend such an important program. I was invited by a friend and was told that I must attend, and so I only came to make her happy. She is also a very well-educated and intellectual lady. She says, however, I am delighted that I attended. I have never witnessed such a program where everyone thinks so positively. The head of the Ahmadiyya community's message was excellent, and even a person with little knowledge like me was able to understand that Islam is a religion which welcomes people of all nations, ethnicity and religion. Thus, we need not to fear Islam. If anything, we need to try and get to know Muslims better. She further said, I really like the quotes of the non-Muslim scholars. Here she is referring to the various quotes I read out from the works of Orientalists such as Stanley Lane Poole, etc., who wrote about the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and how he established peace and displayed tolerance. And she is speaking in reference to that. She says, I really like the quotes of the non-Muslim scholars which he presented, and how he proved from his point of view that the Prophet of Islam was peace-loving. Ahmadis should not only just bring their acquaintances to such functions, but they should also inform them about the beautiful teachings of Islam. And through this, it will open avenues of tabligh. It should not be the case that you only speak of worldly affairs and mention nothing about Islam. Now, in this case, this was an old friend of hers, and therefore she decided to honor her request. But the Ahmadi friend herself had not told her anything about Islam. Therefore, our young Ahmadi men and women should pay attention to this. An officer from Calgary's police department, Bob Richards, said, The address was very interesting. The head of the Ahmadiyya community told us how Islam promotes multiculturalism. He also said, This is something that our society needs. The head of the Ahmadiyya community is uniting everyone and is promoting interfaith dialogue. The words of the head of the Ahmadiyya community have really touched my heart, particularly when he spoke about international relations and how we can resolve these issues. He proved with references from the Quran that Islam is a religion of peace, and Muslims have been taught to extend the hand of peace at all times, even if the opposing party has ill intentions. Another guest, Anila Leon, said, I really like the fact that in the presence of the former Prime Minister, the head of the Ahmadiyya community told the Western world that they must deal with justice, and in view of the current issues of the world, they need to carefully look at their own actions. The head of the Ahmadiyya community is completely right when he said that any one party cannot be held responsible for the current issues of the world. The indigenous community of Canada, which are the natives of the land and usually live in their own tribes, but many of them have also come into cities. In any case, they are known as the First Nations, and one of them, Lipo Shield, said, I liked how the head of the Ahmadiyya community showed great honesty and courage while rebutting the allegations leveled against Islam, that it teaches extremism. I also like the fact that the head of the Ahmadiyya community quoted from the Islamic text, i.e. the Holy Quran, and proved that these allegations are wrong. He further added, The head of the Ahmadiyya community was completely right when he said that the Western countries are providing weapons to the countries of the Middle East. While speaking of the wisdom behind the wars in Islam, the head of the Ahmadiyya community said, to stop the hand of oppression. I really like this statement and will always remember it, i.e. the wars in Islam were fought in order to stop the hand of oppression. He also said, I know that your Khalifa understands the meaning of cruelty and injustice very well, and that is why I felt that the Khalifa can truly understand our pain. These people belong to various tribes, and 10 of their leaders attended the function, and a meeting was also held. Inshallah, various Tabligh programs will be organized there, and new avenues will open for Tabligh. The media coverage received in Calgary was through various news channels, TV, radio, and other media outlets. There was also around 8 to 10 newspapers who published the news, and some of these were national newspapers. Thus, the message of Islam was conveyed to 5 million people through the total media coverage from interviews and press conferences. Out of the total media coverage during the tour of Canada, 32 television channels aired the news in 5 different languages, through which 40 million people received the message of Islam. There were a total of 30 news reports on various radio channels in 6 different languages, and in total 800,000 people received the message of Islam. 227 newspapers in 12 different languages published the news and interviews, and through this 4.8 million people received the message. And 14.6 million people received the message through social media, which is the electronic media form. Thus, according to the estimation of the people there, is that if all the various media platforms are combined, then 60 million people received our message, alhamdulillah. All of this is the grace of Allah the Almighty, and we should be grateful for this grace and take great care of it. Particularly the people of Canada should pay special attention to this, so that the grace of Allah continues to increase. We should always remember that our intention should be to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam in every work of ours. It should be to establish the unity of God in the world, and so that the flag of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is raised all over the world. If that is the case, then Allah the Almighty will bless our endeavors. May Allah the Almighty grant us the ability to do this. I would also like to say to the Ahmadis in Peace Village and Abode of Peace, because almost 99% of those living there, perhaps more, are Ahmadis. I say to all those Ahmadis that they should try and create and maintain an atmosphere of Ahmadiyyat and should try to their level best to establish a model of true Islam. And the manner in which they displayed their love and devotion towards Khilafat while I was there, they should continue to build upon it and excel in it. And they should never forget their true objective, which is to build a relationship with Allah the Almighty. And we should never become indolent in worshipping Him. May Allah the Almighty grant them and you all, and also me, all of us, the opportunity to do this.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.